Okay, so the next bracha is the 10th bracha of Shemayin Esrei. That is the bracha called Kibbutz Galios. Tekabesh Shofar Gadol. What is Kibbutz Galios? That's the lashon of the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that the 10th bracha of Shemayin Esrei is Kibbutz Galios. That means that Hashem is going to gather in, to be Mekabitz, to gather in all the Galios, all the exiles of Klal Yisrael, wherever Klal Yisrael is, Hashem is going to gather us in. That's the bracha of Teka B'Shofar Gadol. And we start right away in the bracha, Teka B'Shofar Gadol L'Chei Ruseinu. Hashem, you should blow with a great shofar, Shofar Gadol L'Chei Ruseinu, for our chayrus, for our freedom. And this, of course, is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perech of Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, that says, V'hoya B'Yoy Mahu, it'll be in that day, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, Hashem will sound, the sound of the great shofar will be blown, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, Uvo Ha'ovdim Be'eretz Ashur, who's going to come back? The people who are lost Be'eretz Ashur, V'Hanidochem Be'eretz Mitzrayim, those are dispersed in Mitzrayim, V'Yishtachavu L'Hashem, as all the songs go, V'Yishtachavu L'Hashem B'Har HaKodesh B'Yerushalayim. That's V'Hoya B'Yoyim Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. So we're asking Hashem, Taka, you should take a blow, B'Shofar Gadol, in that great shofar, L'Chei Ruseinu, for our freedom. What is the shofar gadol? Why is that called a big shofar? The size of the shofar is going to be huge. What's the shofar gadol? So this is explained based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer in Perek Lamed Aleph says that the shofar that Hashem is going to blow for our chayrus at the time of the Geula is the Eloi Shel Avram Avinu. It's a shofar from the ram of Avram Avinu. The ram had two horns. The first horn was used, the first horn is the smaller one, the left one. That was used by Maimed Har Sinai. There was also a Tkiya Shofar with great Koilos who brought him. That was the Maimed Har Sinai. That was that Shofar Shalayel. And in addition to that, the greater one, the Yamin, the right one, which is a bigger Shofar and a more Chashav Shofar, that's going to be the one that Hashem is going to blow La'asid Lavoy. And that's what we say, Tekab Shofar Gadol, that Hashem should blow in that great Shofar, L'Chei Ruseinu. And then we add Visa Neis. What is Visa Neis? The title of Visa Neis means that Hashem should raise a banner. That's Visa Neis, to raise the banner. L'kabeitz kulu yoseinu, to gather our goals. Which is really two steps. First thing, l'cheiruseinu. Cheirus means freedom, right? That we're not going to be servants, right? Meshubadim ayinu l'farei b'mitzrayim. So throughout the Golos, we're not on our own, we're servants of the Goyim. So that's the first thing, l'chei ruseinu, the shofar should blow to proclaim our freedom, right? That's the first step. And then comes the Kibbutz Galios. V'san neis, Hashem should raise the banner, l'kabitz klu yoseinu, that we're going to go from all our countries and come to Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, V'kabitzeinu yachad, Hashem should gather us all together, me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, from all four corners of the world. Nusach Sfarad, we add la'atzeinu, and Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't say the word la'atzeinu, but it goes without saying, that's what it means, that Hashem will gather us in to Eretz Yisrael. This sounds a little repetitive, V'san neis l'kabeitz galu yoseinu, that Hashem should raise the banner to gather in our galias, and V'kabitzeinu yachad, me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, that Hashem should gather us in from all four corners of the world. Why do we say both phrases? I think maybe we could explain it based on a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha, says in Parashas Nitzavim, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, that there's two types of Yidden in Galus. There are those types of Yidden in Galus that are very sad to be in the Galus. They feel pashut like captives in the Galus, and the Mishtoikikim la'Eretz Yisrael. They would love to go to Eretz Yisrael. Can't wait for the Gula. They look outside the window every day to see if Mashiach is coming. And then there's the other group of Yidden that are very comfortable in Galus, and they ask the Rav, "Do we have to go if Mashiach comes?" The people are very comfortable with their situation in Galus. So the Meshech Chachma says that's what the pasuk says, that there's going to be two types of Gula. V'shav Hashem elikecha shavuscha v'richamecha. Hashem will return all the captives, the shavuscha, the ones that are in captivity in Galus. That's the first stage of Galus. But not only that, the pasuk continues, V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. Hashem will return us, v'kibetzcha, will actually gather us, the people who need to be plucked out of their gashmiyistika homes and cars and clothing. V'shav v'kibetzcha, Hashem will gather us in, even the ones who are not coming on their own. Hashem will be mekabitz the Galus. Hashem will bring us together. That's the pshat in that pasuk in Nitzavim. So I think maybe that's the remez over here in these two nuschois. V'sa neis, Hashem will raise the banner, l'kabitz kalu yoseinu. Some people, all they need is the raising of the banner. They see the sign, Mashiach is here, they hear the voice, they'll come running to Eretz Yisrael. But in addition to that, even if we're not running on our own with the seeing of the banner being raised, v'kabetzeinu yachad, like v'shav v'kibetzcha, that Hashem will be makabetz us, those who need to be plucked out of their gashmias. V'kabetzeinu yachad, me'arba kanfes haaretz, Hashem will go to all four corners of the world and be makabetz us and gather us, me'arba kanfes haaretz. In addition, there's a hadgash over here, v'kabetzeinu yachad. Yachad means together. It's a prerequisite for the geula, is that there has to be a unity in Klal Yisrael. For Kabetzeinu Yachad, Hashem will have to redeem Klal Yisrael together. There's a Tanchuma, it's also grounded in Parshas Nitzavim. The Medrash Tanchuma says, a lashon that you should always remember, Ein Yisrael Nigalin Ad Sheyu Kulan Ba'aguda Echas. Ein Yisrael Nigalin, Klal Yisrael is not going to be redeemed, Ad Sheyu Kulan Ba'aguda Echas. All of them have to be unified. And that's a prerequisite for the galus. We say in Birchas HaChodesh, this tomorrow we'll say in Birchas HaChodesh, we're benching Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we say, Hu yigal oisanu b'karav. We're asking Hashem to redeem us right away. V'kabetz nidocheinu me'arba kanfei sa'aretz. Kemat the nusach of our bracha. That Hashem should be mekabetz nidocheinu to gather in all the dispersed people in Klal Yisrael me'arba kanfei sa'aretz from all four corners of the world. What do we add after that? Chaverim Kol Yisrael. We make that proclamation that Klal Yisrael is chaverim. We really love each other and we care about each other, even if people look different and act different. There's Asfardim and Ashkenazim, there's Hasidim and Esnagdim, but all different types of good Jews, it doesn't make a difference. We're chaverim Kol Yisrael. That's a proclamation that has to be a necessary element in Klal Yisrael in order for the Hu Yigal Yisanu Bekara V'kabitz Nidocheinu Me'arba Kamfis Haaretz. So here also when we say V'kabitzeinu, that Hashem should gather us in, we add the word Yachad, that it should be with a togetherness, with the unity in Klal Yisrael, me'arba kanfis haaretz, Hashem will bring us together. And the chasim of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. Hashem is the one who gathers in all the dispersed people of his nation Yisrael. And it's very interesting, once we mention this bracha, that there's a question over here that I saw in the siddur of the Shlah. The Shlah siddur, the name of the siddur is Shar HaShemayim. And the Shlah says, I don't understand why we have to make a bracha about Kibbutz Golias. We already made in the seventh bracha of Shemayna Esrei, we said, Ki Goyal Chazakata Hashem is a Goyal, Baruch Ata Hashem Goyal Yisrael. We had a Bakasha Ugaleinu Meirol Amad Shemecha. So we asked already that Hashem should bring us to Geula. So why do we have to ask for Kibbutz Golias? What's the difference between Geula and Kibbutz Golias? And the Shlah, because of this question, says that there's really two types of Golas. There's a Golas Haguf, our guf is in galus, and a galus haneshama, that the neshama is in galus, and the two brachas are referring to the two different types of galus. These are things that are beyond the scope of my understanding, but the Shlah is saying it because of a question that we already have a bracha that discusses the geula. But if you remember back then, we mentioned the pshat of Rashi and Megillah, Taf Yud Zayin, that Rashi says that bracha b'chlal is not talking about the geula ha'asidah. That bracha is saying that Hashem should save us and help us through our daily challenges and struggles, the day-to-day life that's inevitable, that a person has struggles. And we ask Hashem, Re'eva Anyenu, see our hardship, and Go'aleinu Me'irol Aman Shemecha. That geula is not talking about the geula ha'asidah. So if that's the case, there's no question. Our bracha now talks about Kibbutz Golias. Until now, we haven't been discussing that. And the truth is, it's not my only answer to the question. Rashi himself says this. When Rashi there in Megillah says that the pshat in the bracha of Re'eva Onyeinu is not referring to the geula, Rashi says because Kibbutz Golios already has its own bracha, the bracha of Tekah B'Shaifer. It means Rashi is proving from the fact that we have a separate bracha of Tekah B'Shaifer Gadol Echeiruseinu that the content of the bracha Re'eva Onyeinu is takana referring to the geula Shalema. So that's an answer to the Shlah's question according to Shitas Rashi. If we understand like Rashi, so the bracha of Baruch Aleinu is discussing Hashem being goyalos, redeeming us from our day-to-day struggles and problems. And this bracha is the bracha of Kibbutz Golias, where we ask Hashem, La'asid Lavoi, to be mekabetzeinu yachad, me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, to bring in, from all the parts of our galus, to bring the geula shalema.